Greetings and welcome. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. I'm Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani. The show team is in place, and we had such a wonderful conversation yesterday on the Feast of Saints Joachim and Anne about grandparents. They're the grandparents of Jesus. We had so many people call in and honor their grandparents, and grandparents called in the Debbie. We made the call at the end of the show, as we often do when there's that kind of participation. We're doing a part two today.
Absolutely. We got to keep the conversation going. So about, we're honoring grandparents today. You can share memories of them if they have already deceased. If they're deceased and they left this earth, then share the memories that you have of them. If they're still with us, let's honor them by all the wonderful things they impart to us. Please give us, if you feel comfortable, their first name so we can enter them into the prayer book, because we have prayer books for the living and the deceased and for all the members of the families that are involved. And it's just a wonderful way to continue the conversation. Now, we did have about a half a dozen folks on the line waiting to get on air to share about their grandparents. Please call back and just let Rich Jesse know that you were waiting yesterday. He'll happily put you at the front of the line. That's the least we could do, because some of you waited 20, 25 minutes, and we really want to honor your time and respect that. So please call in and let's talk grandparents again today on Take Two, 833-288-3986.
Yeah, and it's not only part two of that program, but Debbie and I have a couple of birthdays we want to recognize today. One of them is Tom Price. He is the program director at EWTN Catholic Radio. Tom has been there for quite a number of years and does a fantastic job, as the entire team at EWTN does. So say a little birthday prayer for Tom Price today. And a very strong supporter of our program and our ministry, Tony in Texas. Our friend Tony is having a birthday today, so pray, say a little prayer for her and wish that she has a very, very special day, Debbie. I know it's going to be a beautiful day for both of them.
Oh, absolutely. So Tony and Tom, happy, happy birthday. We wish you all the best. So a great way to honor, their birthdays and to thank God that they were born. Okay. Because they definitely grace this earth. And that's a wonderful thing. So please, folks, we want to talk grandparents today. If you have something to say about your grandparents or great grandparents, or you are a grandparent, a new grandparent, and you're thinking, I have something to say about this, because that's a whole different role than being a parent. Absolutely. We want to hear from you. Don't sit this out. Don't just be entertained by this, and don't just sit back and enjoy it. We want you to participate by being on air with us. We're very friendly. Okay. 833-288-3986. And just a friendly reminder, you do not have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, we consider you part of the Take Two family. So please call in. This is your show.
And you can call from outside of North America. Country code 1-205-271-2985. Again, that's 205-271-2985. We get a fair amount of email during the program. You can do that at take2@ewtn.com. You can, we're streaming the video on Facebook and YouTube for EWTN Catholic Radio pages. You can post your comments there, and Jeff Burson will try to get those over to us. What else? You can text the letters EWTN to 55000. Wait for a response and put in your comments there. There might be a small data rate. And you can post on the show website, which is take2show.com. But again, we're asking you to honor a grandparent, more than one grandparent. If you are a grandparent, what's that experience like for you? Mm-hmm. Maybe you were raised by your grandparents. A lot of young people find themselves in that situation. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you learned something, a special bit of wisdom that has helped to carry you through life, and you just have fond memories of stories from your grandparents and things they did with you and for you. And again, as Debbie said, if you are a grandparent, new or otherwise, talk about how special that is to have the grandkids in your life, and such a joy that they are. It's 833-288-3986.
And I just got a disturbing text from one of our Take Two family members who's a loyal listener and supporter of the show. I'm going to leave their names out, but Take Two family, please pray Their son just overdosed, and they're on the way. They're on their way to the hospital right now. So please, if we can, if God knows who they are, just please pray that this. Because I actually know this young man very well. I've known him since he was little, and this is a very sad course of events. So they're on their way to the hospital right now. They don't know the state of his condition.
Lots of prayers, indeed. Very sad. Wow. It's happening all too often, unfortunately.
It truly is. And, you know, and this is the reason why that I think, you know, wouldn't you agree, Jerry, one of the reasons why we support and we go out there to raise the necessary funds for Catholic radio stations all over the country is because we need this central location, this place that we can call home, right? That we can say, you know, we have the support, the prayer support, we have the devotionals, we come together as a body of believers through media, through Catholic radio and television. And it's just so important. I mean, I know this family, they count on the Take Two family prayers, but they had a place to go, and that was Catholic radio. So that's important. It's important ministry work that's being done.
Indeed it is. So thank you all for your prayers and support of EWTN and your local Catholic affiliate, your station, or your network. And we do hope that you will join us in this conversation today. We were talking yesterday. We started this two-part series. We didn't know it was going to be a part two. But that happens sometimes. You, the Take Two family, you kind of dictate whether we do a part two or not. Oh, we just got a note that it's Father Mitch Pacwa's birthday today as well, Debbie.
It's a trifecta today. Tony, Father Mitch, and Tom Price. Wow. That is amazing. Look at that. Father Mitch Pacwa, happy birthday. Oh, we just love his ministry work, right, Jerry?
Oh, for sure, for sure. He's so popular on EWTN, so... There's another one. And to anybody else who's having a birthday today, happy birthday to you as well. And we've got calls coming in. Jackie is already set to go. We'll get to her in a moment. Beverly is on the line. And I believe we do have a line or two possibly open for you if you would like to enter into this discussion about the importance, the beauty, the great blessing that grandparents are, or if you are a grandparent, talk about your experience. 833-288-3986 is the number to call.
I had such a good time yesterday for the part one of the discussion or the conversation on grandparents, of just going down the memory lane, thinking of my grandmother, Mary. She was so amazing. We used to call out grandma, and she'd say, hello, hello. She'd always sing. Yeah, it was so cute. Grandparents are so sweet, aren't they? Let's honor grandparents today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We'll be right back.
As always, we thank you so much for spending a part of your day with us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and on any of the other shows on EWTN Radio. Before we get to your calls, which there are many of to talk to today, I want to tell you about a product in the EWTN Religious Catalog that you're going to find interesting, but I think it would be great for all generations, a whole family to enjoy. It's Our Lady's Picture Book by Anthony DeStefano. Now, in this charming sequel to his best-selling book, Our Lady's Wardrobe, Anthony DeStefano introduces Catholic children to more well-known images of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Our Lady's Picture Book highlights Mary's unique role in salvation history by explaining some of her most famous titles of honor, including Our Lady of Sorrows, Our Lady of Perpetual Help, Our Lady of Loreto, Our Lady of the Assumption, Our Lady Star of the Sea, Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady Mother of Mercy, Our Lady Queen of Peace, and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Children will not only be captivated by its exquisite images, but we'll also learn to ask Our Lady to intercede for them with Jesus at all times and in all circumstances. It's Our Lady's Picture Book, beautiful book-length prayer to the Mother of God, and it will give children a magnificent yet simple introduction to the main purpose of Mary's life, to love and serve Jesus Christ and to lead others to do the same. Available now at EWTNRC.com, where you always get free standard shipping for online orders $75 or more in the continental U.S. Just use code FREE at checkout. That's EWTNRC.com.
I think Anthony DeStefano does just very, very fine work. Just an amazing author. Just super fine when it comes to the products that he puts out for all of us to learn and grow in our faith. Real quickly, Jerry, I believe Tamara, Marguerite, Kathy, Rhonda, and a few others were on the line yesterday. If you're listening right now, Tamara, Marguerite, Kathy, Rhonda, call in. Rich knows to put you at the front of the line because you were waiting yesterday. We'd love to hear from you at 833-288-3986. I am loving this conversation. I just love thinking about grandparents. I love being a grandparent. I think it's awesome. So as promised, Jerry, you said we're going to Jackie first in Webster, New York, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Jackie. Welcome.
Hello, Jackie. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Okay, good. We got you now. Beautiful.
Okay, great. Well, I enjoy your program. Well,
thank you.
I have a wonderful memory of my grandparents, many wonderful memories, actually. But I grew up in the city of Rochester in a double home with my grandparents on one half and us on the other half. And I spent a great deal of time at my grandparents. I was an only child. But the memory that I'm remembering, I had an Italian grandmother, second-generation Italian, actually, which is unusual for that age group. Many of them were born in Italy, but she was second-generation. And I remember the Sunday dinners, they were a regular, as many of my Italian friends recall, with the sauce, and all made by hand. I remember the smell of the tomatoes cooking in the basement on an old wood stove. But after those gigantic dinners where I would see all my aunts and uncles and cousins, many of them who lived in the neighborhood and walked over in those days, and after we had a wonderful meal together and shared stories, then, of course, Grandma was left with this big pile of dishes, and everyone offered to help. But even so, there were always some more work to do after everyone had left. And, of course, they had to get their children home, so people couldn't hang around real late. But late at night, I would still be there. I wanted to be there as much as I could. And their names were Peter and Teresa. And I remember Peter and Teresa in the kitchen, still cleaning up some dishes that remained in the sink. And, you know, Grandma didn't have a dishwasher. Mm. So there she would be, washing the dishes. Mm. And my grandfather drying each and every dish for her, setting it down so delicately because she used her best dishes. Mm-hmm. But the memory that I want to share is Grandpa every night helping her with the dishes, drying the dishes, and whistling Stardust. Mm.
Wow. Wow. Oh, Jackie.
That's for you, Grandpa.
Oh,
I
Jackie.
I can see the two of Peter and Teresa. Oh.
Yeah, Jackie, you know what? That is so beautiful, the memory you have of your beautiful grandparents, Peter and Teresa. And, you know, as you were speaking, all of a sudden, all these things started to flash through my head. Same exact thing. You could smell the sauce cooking. And you're right. My grandmother did bring out her best, you know, china for that Sunday dinner. You're right. And I forgot about that. The other thing, too, is I remember the big sink full of dishes, and my grandmother was always in the kitchen, you know, constantly, you know, feeding all of us. But the funny thing that as you were talking, Jackie, I remembered this. This is hilarious, Jerry. You'll get a kick out of this. My grandma would have this beautiful china all set up, and then she'd have these little baby wine glasses, because like in Italy, they drink out of these little tiny wine glasses.
Yeah.
And we'd say, Grandma, where's the wine? And she'd bend over and pick up this gigantic jug of wine. And she put it on the table, and it was hilarious. And I mean, it was just the way, you know, the appreciation of family, the appreciation of cooking a fine meal, the everything, the smells of it throughout the home, the love, you could feel it. Jackie, wow, you walked down memory lane whistling your grandfather's tune there at the sink. And you're doing that for us today, so that's beautiful. What
not
do you think, Jerry?
Not so good of a whistler anymore. I'm a grandmother of five myself now.
Oh, God bless you.
And I think you did. Whistler could. I need to tone up my whistler.
you did fine.
Clear and beautiful as Grandpa did it, but just beautiful. Aww. Oh, well,
what do you think, Jerry?
I'm glad we're all remembering our grandparents today.
I'm just, as I'm listening to the two of you, you both have the the ethnic heritage and all of that, and the beautiful traditions and celebrations and memories and all of that. And I really don't. I'm kind of embarrassed to say I don't even know really what my ancestry is. But I've always been a little bit envious of the the full Italian or full Polish or German or Hispanic or whatever, that have these traditions and these things that come from basically from your homeland, and now they just continue on, and they're perpetuated here in the United States. I've always been very not envious in a bad way. I just kind of wish that I had that to celebrate. So that's beautiful, Jackie. I'm glad you shared all that you did.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having this topic on today. It's really important that we remember our heritage.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
you know,
honor our grandparents.
And honor, right. You know, the interesting thing, though, Jackie, you were an only child. Your grandparents were right next door. You grew up with that. I grew up with it as well. And it's interesting, hearing Jerry speak that he really never experienced something like that growing up. It's kind of interesting, Jerry, that you're saying that, because wouldn't you say, Jackie, growing up, we never really thought we were different or anything, it was so natural of how it just all unfolded in our families, that now we realize, I guess now as we get older, how special it really was, right, Jackie?
It was very special, very, very special. And I love St. Teresa, because like I said, my grandmother's name was Teresa. So, back then they often gave the firstborn daughter the grandmother's name, or I have it for my middle name. So it's Jacqueline Teresa.
Mm. Wonderful. Nice. Wonderful.
Beautiful.
Well, great way to get us started, Jackie. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day and enjoy those little grandkids of yours. I'm sure you love them very, very much. And we appreciate you joining us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Part two of our conversation, which started yesterday, about the beauty of grandparents. It was the feast of Saints Joachim and Anne yesterday, the grandparents of Jesus. Yeah, they were the parents of our Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary. And so we're talking again today, continuing the conversation about the beauty, the joy of grandparents, what we remember from ours, they still may be living, or about being a grandparent. And Debbie put out the call for yesterday's people who didn't get on to call back, and Tamara did, from Fayetteville, Georgia, listening on the Quest.
Good.
Hello. Hello, Tamara.
Thank you. Hi, Tamara.
Hey, Debbie and Jerry. God bless y'all. God bless y'all. And thanks for having this topic.
You're welcome.
This is terrific. I had two sets of grandparents, which, like Jackie and like Debbie, I grew up real close to them. They had a rental home, my daddy's parents, and we were right beside each other for a few years, and then we moved less than a mile down the road, and it's terrific to get to see your grandparents several days a week, and then always on the weekends we will go to my mother's side of the family. So it's terrific. And their name on my daddy's side, my grandmother is Martha Melissa Broadnax Preston, and my grandfather was Rodolph Little Boy Preston Sr. And both of them came from Catholic families, and then they also had Baptist mixed in with their heritage. But it was really terrific. They both came from really large families down in the Columbus, Georgia area, and the Americus and Plains, Georgia area, and we are related to President Jimmy Carter, which are, good Christian and strong work ethic. And then on my mother's side of the family, my grandfather married a Baptist preacher's daughter. So my grandmother's name was Frances Virgie May Peppers Parker, and my grandfather's name was James Guffin Parker. And they did something that was considered naughty back then. They eloped, and they were still going to school. So they didn't let the preacher know for a few months, and found out through the grapevine anyway. And he made them stay at his house until they had enough income to get their own place. And then my mother's mom and dad had five children in 5 years, and they started with twins. My mother was the oldest, so that's a lot.
It is. You've just shared an awful lot, Tamara. That is beautiful, all of that great history. And it sounds like you did all of that from memory. You don't have that scripted out, right?
But all of that was memory. But yesterday, Jerry, I was a little bit fuzzy on all of their names. It's like, write it down, Tammy, write it down. And that way, you'll have that to refer to. And then I went through something similar to Debbie, a messy divorce, but all of us are alive, thank God. And the grandparents-in-law claimed me anyway. They said that I would always be their granddaughter, that I had a good heart, and they didn't want me mistreated. And I told them I knew I'd see them again in heaven because I'm trying to do right. And my grandparents-in-law were Mary Elizabeth Dennis Apperson, and then her husband, John James Apperson. And I am sure that my grandmother had Catholic heritage with that name, Mary Elizabeth Dennis Apperson. And then she led her husband to Christ, and he was so glad.
Wow.
They grew up together in the Baptist church, but he would always give her credit, and they're just happily married Christians. And a beautiful testimony on how to do marriage together in a serious sacrament. So that's
absolutely
always a good thing.
Yes, absolutely, Tamara. Wow, you have all of this great heritage with both sides of your grandparents. And I love the part about the close proximity. You know, you mentioned you lived close enough to them to be able to get together several days a week, spend lots of time together on weekends. And that, too, is another fantastic gift. I know a lot of our listeners probably share that. But nowadays, again, we've talked about this a little at the start of yesterday's show, Debbie. I think how families just get kind of, you know, spread out all over the country and even around the world nowadays. So we don't have that time for the grandkids to bond with the grandparents and come out as beautifully formed as you did, Tamara. And you must be quite an amazing woman for your grandparents or your in-laws to still say, hey, you're still a part of the family after all of that. So,
do you know, you just have to stick with God and stick with what you've read in the Bible and keep refreshing yourself. And they were always so good. And I told my children that their great-grandparents, Apperson, would never lead them astray, that they were just what I consider normal, Bible-believing, and caring people, that they would guide you toward God, toward the Bible, and toward regular church attendance, and that they'd never told me wrong, and that, you know, whether or not their biological father wanted to do the things, you stick with God. Stick with God in Christ Jesus. And so anything good about me, I know it comes from God, and I'm so thankful for it.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Tamara, what I'm picking up on what you shared, which thank you so much for calling back and sharing, is the profound respect that you have for your grandparents, for your family.
Absolutely.
You can hear it in your words, and it's so beautiful. And I hope that others that are listening right now, especially if they're estranged or they're distant from their grandparents or even parents, that they really listen to the beautiful words of Tamara, because she's showing that respect, and that is what God commands us to do, right? And it's just so beautiful to hear it in your voice, Tamara. God bless you for your you have a beautiful heart.
Oh, I receive that. I receive that, Debbie. And God bless y'all. God bless y'all. I pray for your children, for them to, you know.
Thank you.
Yes, because everything you testify about is all Christ-centered and godly, and they shouldn't want to be separated. They should want to check things out for themselves and realize that no matter what's going on, until they hear it from the horse's mouth and ask you questions and study and see that you are affixed to God and to Christ Jesus and to Our Lady, and you're not going to lead them astray. And none of us need to be separated from the people that we love. It's very, very difficult.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Tamara. God bless you. Thank you so much. You are just a beautiful soul. Call us back anytime. We love your call. That is just wonderful. Jerry?
Yeah, absolutely. And that will make a line available at 833-288-3986. If there is a grandparent or more than one, multiple grandparents, you would like to just let the world know how awesome they were, how influential they were in your life, or if you are a grandparent yourself and you want to talk about that experience, 833-288-3986. Very quickly via email, rmemailtake2@ewtn.com says, good afternoon. Thank you for the show. Please, I want to add my deceased grandparents from both sides of the family, Sadie and Youssef, and Maroon and Elmaza. I hope I got those pronunciations right. RM, thank you very much for your email to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. When we get back to the phones in a moment, we have Kathy from yesterday, Beverly, Jeffrey, and others, 833-288-3986 for you to join.
We hope you're enjoying and just going down memory lane, this wonderful conversation we're having about grandparents, part two. It is amazing. I mean, I can't stop thinking about all the wonderful memories that I have. I can just imagine what all of the Take Two family, all your memories. So if you want to share any of those about your grandparents, now's the time to call in. Don't wait any longer. We're not going to do a part three. So the number to dial is 833-288-3986. I am just loving it. I feel a little bit bad, Jerry, because it sounds like you didn't have a very, you were one grandmother you had, right?
Yeah.
You were close.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Well, we could create new traditions.
Well, as I was thinking about this part two today, it reminded me that, you know, a lot of people like myself, you know, that we don't necessarily have that actual real life connection to sometimes parents, very often grandparents, but we have people who fill those roles in our lives. And mm-hmm. I was just recalling how blessed I've been to have mother figures, father figures, and grandmother and grandfather figures in my life who, you know, have been such a blessing. And they've kind of, you know, not in any real way, but looked at me kind of like as part of their families, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Right.
So they stepped in.
Mm-hmm. provides, you know, where there's a need.
Oh, cool. Yeah, and you've shared some of the stories of the wonderful people that have come into your life and now have since have passed, but were so they left such a strong impact, and you felt their love. You've shared some of those stories, and that's mm-hmm. wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kathy from yesterday called back, Manchester, New Hampshire, listening on Hope FM radio. Hi, Kathy. Thanks for calling back, and welcome again.
Hi. Thank you very much.
Sure.
I'm calling on behalf of my grandmother. Her name was Rosanna. My grandmother was a blessing to me and my siblings. I am the youngest of four children. My parents, my father was an alcoholic, and he was in and out of the house. And when he did come home, if he was drunk, he would start a fight, beat my mother up, and... you know, my mother had to either go to the hospital or he would be taken away by the cops and she would have to go file a report, and good old Mamay would come running over and stay with us kids. There was a point in time when my father would be gone for a long period of time and my mother ended up working two jobs. I was in kindergarten at the time. And, you know, it was so much for my mother that she had to work two jobs besides a full-time job and then working all night long, that her plan was to put us in the orphanage from Monday through Saturday, and she would pick us up and bring us home on the weekend. And this one particular day, I remember going to the orphanage with her, and it was run by the nuns. And you know, my mother was in one room probably filling out paperwork, and the nun was showing me where my bed was going to be, where my sister's bed was going to be. Then we went in the other room to show where my two brothers were going to be sleeping. And me being 5 years old slipped out. This isn't my bed. My bed's, you know, on this street and this house. So we ended up leaving. We went to my grandmother's house, who lived about 3-4 blocks away. And God bless my grandmother. She left her job at the mills, and she came to watch us every day from the time I was in kindergarten until the time I was like a sophomore, junior in high school. She would come to the house. She would. She didn't drive, so she would take the bus. My mother never drove. So my grandmother would get off the bus, and my mother would get on the bus to go to work. And same when my mother got home, my mother would get off, my grandmother would get on. But, you know, my grandmother did everything. She cleaned the whole house. She washed the floor. She did all the cooking. She did everything for us. When my grandmother would leave on a Friday to go home, one of us four kids would tag along with her for the whole weekend. My grandma lived on the third floor of the apartment. Her sister lived on the second floor. And then her other sister and brother-in-law, who owned the apartment building, lived on the first. So we would always tag along and go there and visit with Mama, then go to the second floor and visit with Mata Rosamo. Mm. And, you know, go to church every Sunday with them. My grandma lived on the third floor of the apartment until she died at the young age of 93 years old.
Bless her heart. Kathy, you know, I just want to, so many things you've said just really have resonated in my heart, so I want to just jump in here and share a couple thoughts. First of all, what an amazing woman your grandmother must have been, Rosanna. Way to go, Rosanna. She filled in many ways for both your father and your mother, and you went through a lot of difficult experiences. I'm so sorry of all that your father treated your mother that way, and that you had to be a witness to that. That had to be really, really hard. And the potential of going to the orphanage, and like you said, that's not my bed. My bed is down the street. And just a lot of different traumas and experiences in your life, and yet your grandmother was there almost like the glue to kind of hold all of this together. So I just find it to be a very heartwarming story, Debbie, in the end.
Oh, absolutely. And Kathy, I share what Jerry was saying to you. You've been through so much. But to know that you had that rock of a grandmother there who was always going to be there to, you know, jump in and pick up the slack and be there, and it was a constant for you, I think that was just such an incredible gift and blessing, given that you have been through a lot in your life. But I'm sure, Kathy, since your grandmother was so powerful, I'm sure that has somehow impacted you and has made you strong as well. Do you see some of your similar traits? Do you see yourself kind of, being that way in your adult life, that you learned so much from your grandmother being so strong?
Mother, because my mother was always in our life. She always stood by us. And yes, I find myself the way I am today because of my mother and my grandmother.
Beautiful.
Even when I have three children, they're all adults now, but when they were little, when I had my first one, I would go and visit my grandmother every Saturday. I would have the diaper bag in one hand, the kid in that hand, and the swing and my two dogs. And we would walk up three flights of stairs to the third floor and visit her.
Beautiful.
And I would do that every Saturday. When I had my second kid, I would go with the first two kids and the dogs and the swing and all the baby. And, my mother was... My mother and my grandmother was a big part of all our lives.
Right.
And I think we're all strong today because of the both of them. Mm-hmm. My brother Michael would go and do my grandmother's shopping every Friday. And every free minute we had, us kids would always be there to visit. Mm-hmm.
Nice. So you had that respect and you honored your grandmother. That's beautiful. And so, Kathy, God bless you. Thanks for being strong, because you needed to be strong. You've gone through a lot. I hope that you have continued blessings, and just a beautiful call today. And thank you. And we entered your whole family in the prayer book, just so you know, Kathy. So God bless you. Thank you for that wonderful call.
Thanks, Kathy.
Jerry?
Yeah, that will make a line available there. We've got still plenty of time in the program to get to several more that Rich has already screened, and possibly you as well if you want to share about your grandparents or about being a grandparent. 833-288-3986. Another caller from yesterday was Marguerite, who called back today on the Station of the Cross in Massachusetts. Hi, Marguerite. Welcome to Take Two.
Hello. How are you? I like your program a lot.
I don't
remember my grandparents on my father's side because my grandmother died in the 1920s on my father's side, and my grandfather died in the 1940s around the same year I was born. Mm-hmm. Also, on my mother's side, my grandfather died in the 1930s, and my grandmother died when I was 10 years old. From old age or something, you know. I was calling because I remember her being kind of a silent woman, not too talkative. She would invite cousins and grandchildren and children over to her house on occasions. but we were very rarely invited because I don't know why. I think that she had favorites. And another thing, my mother was being brought up. She was brought up as more like the slave kid rather than their kid, if you know what I mean. Going out to pick up errands and stuff like that, that their uncles forgot to do during the night even, things like that. And I think she had kind of a Cinderella life. And she had to go with a babysitter for her sister because she was getting a brain tumor and very, very sick and no treatment for it. And until the sister died, she had to take care of her nieces and nephews on weekends, you know, visiting them and stuff like that. And sometimes she wasn't always happy doing it. But that's all I have to tell you. That's all I know, okay? I'm glad I was on your show.
Marguerite, thank you. We're glad that you were as well. You asked how we were doing when you first got on the air, and I was going to say better because you called not just once, but you called in twice. You called yesterday, and you called today as well. Not a whole lot that we can say about that experience, and it's unfortunate that I think you were talking about your mother was kind of, you made a comment, a reference to like living like a slave life or something, and I'm sorry that if that was the case, but, you know, it sounds like you're okay, and I'm sure like all of our callers today, like Kathy and the others that we have had on the air, you are a very strong woman as well. It comes through as you're talking here on the air, and it's good that you've got these memories. Some are, you know, maybe not so positive. Others are, and that's usually the case, you know, I think with all of us, Debbie.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
go ahead.
Yeah.
And Marguerite, I just wanted to say, you know, I echo what Jerry said. Thank you for calling back and sharing. The interesting thing, though, is that you do have these memories of your grandparents. And that I think is the key, because so many people, when they get older or they you know, go on with their life or they have life circumstances, they tend to want to not bring up memories at all of their past or their childhood or anything. And there is a healthy sense when we can look at it and look at everything. We may have some really great memories, maybe not so good memories, but we have these beautiful memories, and that is part of the story. It's part of your family story. So I just want to say thank you for honoring your family story, Marguerite.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. Call us again, okay? Anytime. And thank you
for
okay. Thank you. And have a beautiful day. I love that call, Jerry.
Yeah. Indeed. And we will have more of your calls. It's a very busy program, just like yesterday. But just want to mention before we do that, you can listen to Holy Mass from Our Lady of the Angels Chapel in Irondale, Alabama, every morning, 8 a.m. Eastern Time on EWTN Radio, and every 2 hours on EWTN Radio Essentials.
Okay. I just love listening to the Mass on the radio. How beautiful is that? We are blessed to have that. I just love it. Okay, so we're going to go back to the phones, and we do have social media coming in. We do have emails coming in, text messages. We'll try to get to everything. And so we're sorry, guys, we can't do a part three because we have all these other live shows that we have planned for you. But we'll revisit grandparents again. I think Grandparents' Day is coming up in, September, October? So maybe we could do something then as well. Robert in San Antonio, Texas, Guadalupe Radio Network is the way he's listening. Hi, Robert. Welcome.
Hi, girl. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you? Yes.
All right. Hey, real quick, a funny story. My grandmother, great devout Catholic woman, passed away 10 years ago, but she was in a nursing home. So I was working this hot warehouse, so every day I'd go see her. And this one day, it was like, I don't know, 1,000 degrees. Anyway, I go visit her. She looks at me. As soon as I walked into her room, she smiles at me. And so I take her out of her bed, get her wheelchair. She's looking at me all this time like, what's going on? So as soon as I put her in that wheelchair, right, she's wondering. And what do? I laid in her bed. It was nice and cool in that room, right? And she started to laugh like a young girl, you know, and it was wonderful to see that. And every time I think of that, it just brings a smile to my face. So that's my story, guys.
Wow, that is beautiful. Yeah, it is a funny story. And God bless you, Robert, for Like you said, your grandmother did pass away 10 years ago, and before we end this call, we'd love to get her first name from you if you want, and we'll put her in our prayer book. But she was in the nursing home. You worked in that hot, hot warehouse. I can only imagine what that experience must have been like. And then, did she ever comment on you jumping into her cool bed when you did that?
Yeah, later she said to me, she knew I worked hard, but she says, yeah, anytime you need this bed, it's here for you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. How sweet. Can you give us her first name, Robert?
Yeah, her name is was Juana, Juana Wolf.
Beautiful.
Juana.
I love it. Beautiful. Well, and you smile when you think of her, and that's what I love.
Exactly.
I love that. But we need to do more of this. See, this is why I think this is a great exercise for all of us to constantly keep this going. You know, yes, we did two parts of this grandparents show, but we should do this all the time. We should be talking about these stories with our kids and friends and other people. I think it would be I think we could really help the culture a bit. What do you think, Jerry?
Oh, yeah. Maybe put a book out about some of these stories or something.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Right,
thanks,
guys.
Robert.
Take care.
Okay.
Thanks,
you
Robert.
Too.
God bless. Have a great day. You mentioned social media. If you don't mind, I'll read Anna Marie's comment. Mm-hmm. Watching on YouTube, Anna Marie says, my grandparents on both sides passed away by the time I was 10 or 11, so I missed out on, quote, adult conversations with them, but I treasure the stories my parents told about them. And I found my grandmother's Bible, the lines she highlighted, the passages she put a heart around, and the dog ear pages let me know exactly who she was. Wow, what a great way to get a picture of your grandmother.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's powerful. Yeah, because you can get some insights on, that's amazing. Okay, that was good. And we got more coming in, social media and text coming in as well, but we got to get back to the phones because we're running out of time. So from Woodville, Ohio, listening on Annunciation Radio, help us out here. Is it Lana or Lana? Welcome.
Hi, you two.
Hi.
Love you both. And
thank
it's
you.
Lana.
Lana, okay,
hi,
thank
Lana.
You, Lana. Thank you, so we love you,
hi,
too.
I know
thank
you're
you.
Running out of time, but I'm so glad you took the time to take this call. My grandfather on my mom's side came to us from Czechoslovakia, he and my grandmother. And he was placed in a nursing home by my mother's siblings because my mother was the youngest of all of these children, and we still had a lot of children. We had six children. And two of them had gone, and we still had four at home. Well, every time my parents would go visit to the Little Sisters of the Poor, where my grandfather was, he would cry and speak to her in Slovak and ask to come live with us. Well, my mother took him out. And he came to live with us. And I just told my friend this the other night. I said, I would never have changed anything. I loved my grandfather. He was like 85 when he came to live with us. And he would laugh because I would be out in the front yard like twirling a baton, miss the baton, and it would hit me, you know, and he'd start laughing. And then, I mean, we loved him. And we made room for him in our home. We had a very small, modest home, and my father was a carpenter, and he took their bedroom, gave it to my grandfather, and no bathroom, bathroom upstairs. Grandpa used the porta potty. Well, guess who got elected to empty the porta potty? Well, we did, we kids. But I have to tell you, there were times I kept thinking, oh, this can't be. You know, why do I have to empty this pot? But you know what? That outweighs all the fun times we had with my grandfather, and he would slip us like a $5 bill and say, "Don't tell your mother," in his accent, in his Slovak accent. You know, and we just loved him. Absolutely. He was a very devout Catholic, yeah. And he sent a lot of money to Czechoslovakia. And he built a couple of churches and put some men through seminary.
Wow.
So we were blessed.
Did you give us his first name, Lana?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't. His name was John.
John. Beautiful. I've got your whole family in the book. Jerry, I know you wanted to comment.
I just love listening to the stories, Lana. Mm-hmm. This is, so many people have great memories like yours. God bless your grandparents who you said came from Czechoslovakia. And, it's beautiful, beautiful thing that your mother did as well. I believe it was your mother took him in, you said, from the nursing home. And then you had those years to be with him and to learn from him. And even the experience of the porta potty, you know, was a great blessing to you and by you, I'm sure. No doubt about that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. We just loved it. And, you know, it caused a bit of friction through my mom with the rest of her family. But by the time my mother died, mm-hmm. I think, you know, she had forgiven everything from her, you know, that her siblings, mm-hmm. you know, had done. Mm-hmm. And I think this was, you know, this was meant to be. God wanted us to take in my grandfather when mm-hmm. no one else would. We did.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful story. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing it with us. And I chuckle because my uncle, the priest, used to always slip us money as well. He used to always do that as well. And every time anybody ever gives me money or something, like if they'll just hand me, like, I'll always think back to that. So I wonder if you do the same thing, Lana. Like if somebody slips you a five, you're thinking of your grandfather. So it's kind of cute, you know, and it's just a beautiful gesture. Yeah, it's a beautiful gesture of how much they loved us, right? Our extended family, our grandparents, our aunts, uncles, they loved us so much. They just wanted to give to us. How beautiful is that? Mm-hmm. Lana, thank you so very much.
Thanks, Lana.
Thank you for what you do. Thank you.
God bless you. We appreciate that. Kim is in North Carolina listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Kim. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to say really quick, before I give any memories, I have so many, but if anybody is out there and they have the opportunity right now with parents and grandparents and their children to create memories and to have involvement, not to let that pass, not to be too busy to start right now and pick up maybe a tradition or something that even wasn't a tradition. They can always create a tradition of families getting together every holiday, you know, even on Sundays, as some of the elders spoke about. I love that. But I'd not grow up with the grandparents in the same town, but every holiday we were in the car and we drove 7 hours. Every summer, every holiday, all my cousins, aunts, and uncles, we all got together, and I can remember us all cousins sleeping in the beds and hearing my parents and their sisters and brothers agreeing and arguing over scripture till wee hours of the morning. And that happened every time they would get together. And we always ate, of course, and celebrated. And I just remember there was so much talking. And if I think of everybody, I always think about them talking. You know, we didn't have phones and all that, and mm-hmm. you know, it was just really special. I hope that people will continue or start up again that tradition, because it's so important that it resonates in the hearts and souls and minds of kids. Like, it did mine. I miss it. I love it. And today's my mother's birthday.
Oh.
She's gone to be with the Lord, but it is her birthday. And
what is her first name, Kim, so we can put her in our prayer book?
Esther.
Esther, okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, we'll put wonderful. Esther and you and your entire family in the prayer book. We're coming up on the, you're going to hear this music in our ears here that tells us we have a minute to wrap things up. But I think you put a beautiful kind of bow and ribbon on top of this two-day conversation about grandparents and extended family. Time is really, really short in this life. Sometimes it doesn't feel that way. but it really is. We're going to lose in this life. We're going to lose the people, many of the people that we love. Generations are going to pass on. God's plan, I think God's idea of the family is that we have these close family connections, and it's wonderful that you brought that up. Do not take it for granted, Debbie. I think that's a great note to end this two-day conversation about grandparents on.
Absolutely. And Linda, we've got your prayer requests in the prayer book as well, and in the others that have been waiting, Ruth and Clarence, we've got everybody written in the prayer book. Thanks, you guys. What a great two-part conversation on grandparents. Tomorrow, we're going to be asking, are there any priests or religious in your family or extended family? We want to hear from you tomorrow. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. And as we've been saying the whole entire year, in the year of St. Joseph, St. Joseph, please pray for us. See you real soon.